It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome back to another exciting edition of Satellite Guys, that U.S. podcast. And you know, Scott, I'm shooting turkeys everywhere.
Shooting turkeys?
Yeah, it's better than shooting Bambi.
I guess so. Happy Turkey Day week, everybody. It's Thanksgiving week, and it's time for another Satellite Guys podcast.
Yeah, you know what, Scott? I'm wondering what the hell's going on with Dish and TiVo. You know, one says that there's no injunction. The other says that there is. I don't know. What's going on with that?
Well, the judge ruled last week that he's going to hold an inquiry into Dish's new technology, which they said they changed, which is good news for Dish Network, because TiVo wanted the judge to say, shut everything down now, shut down all your DVRs, and the judge decided not to do that. And while TiVo is saying this is good news for them, because the judge is going to look at this new technology that Dish Network's using to see if it gets around the patent concerns, the Dish Network, on the other hand, is saying that the judge's ruling is in their favor by saying, you know, hey, he could have shut us down, but he didn't, and now we're going to go here and we're going to prove that this does not infringe on the patents. And if you look at the stock market, you know, while both companies were putting on a positive face, it was TiVo's stock who took serious hits after that judge's ruling came out, and it's not looking so good for TiVo. In fact, I'm hearing TiVo is having a lot of layoffs currently.
Yeah, you know, is it really good for TiVo that the judge did this? I don't think it is, because the fact, one, it's in the best interest of the consumer, and while that's been determined whether the new software infringes or not, those DVRs are still out there competing against TiVo at this time. Until the judge rules and says otherwise, right now it's not a good thing for TiVo. So,
right, and I've talked to parties on both sides, and you know, I've been told by both sides that the new technology does not infringe. In fact, I've been told that the technology being used by Dish Network was the only... TiVo told them how to do it. They said, this is the only way you can get around infringing on our patent, and you got to be crazy to do it. And they went in and did it that way. There was only one way to do it, and they did it. And, you know, people I spoke with, you know, who work with TiVo and... you know, or some of them were with the company, are with the company, I don't know. But they told me off the record, and they didn't want to be identified, that they believe that the workaround does not infringe. So it's not really good news for TiVo, because what TiVo wanted the judge to say was come out last week and say, Dish, shut down your DVRs, you're in violation, and start writing more checks to TiVo. That did not happen. Instead, the judge is saying, hey, it looks like maybe this new technology is not infringing on your things, but let's just take one quick look at it before I make my final decision, just to make sure.
Right, and I don't know, does TiVo expect Charlie not to be crazy? I mean, you know Charlie, Scott, and I know Charlie, and we know Charlie will do the crazy thing if it works.
Yeah, and, you know, the people from both sides of the fence told me the same thing about there was only one way to get around that infringing patent, and Dish did it. And, you know, it's going to come back and haunt them. You know, TiVo really doesn't want the Dish Network going into court and saying, here's how we did it, and showing the judge that it is a workaround. They really wanted the judge again to say they're violating and to shut them down. This is basically looking like a victory for Dish Network currently.
Wow, and that's really good, because Dish Network does need some positive news, especially with the run-of-the-mill bad news that they've been having lately.
Oh, yeah, Dish has had a terrible 2008, and I bet they can't wait for 2009 to get here. It's going to be really interesting. Another interesting thing last week, and it's kind of confusing to some people, and I've got a bunch of PMs and emails, is Dish Network launched a new service called Dish Mexico. And as you may have seen, there's a new satellite service that's getting ready to launch in Mexico called Dish Mexico. Now, it's getting kind of confusing here, because people who are in Mexico are thinking that this new Dish Mexico service is for people who live in Mexico, when it's not. It's a new Spanish language tier For Dish Network customers here in North America and United States only, actually, people in Mexico cannot subscribe to this package. The new package is all the Spanish stations that currently are in Dish Latino, and then they added a couple more new ones that were geared towards Mexico themselves.
So if I'm Jose and I live in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, I cannot legally subscribe to Dish Mexico. Well, not legally from Mexico as far as it goes for that service.
That's correct. Until the new Dish Mexico service from 77 Degrees goes online and is serving Mexico, and then they'll be able to order that version of Dish Mexico, which I'm hearing is going to have a lot different channel lineup.
So basically, we have two different versions of Dish Mexico. One's a North American version, which has all those Mexican channels that the Latino population here would love to see from Mexico. And then there's going to be a Dish Mexico version that Mexicans down in Mexico can subscribe to.
That's correct. One of the interesting channels is called, I believe it's BBs, and it's a channel from BBC in England, and it's kind of like a PBS Kids. A lot of PBS-type shows on there, but it's all in Spanish. I'd love to see that one in English. It's got some pretty interesting-looking programs on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting programming that the PBS does put out in Spanish, and I recommend anyone, like Vimi is another one, to go check out, definitely.
Yep, so that's Dish Mexico. So for those of you wondering if this is a service from 77 Degrees, it is not. All programming for the new Dish Mexico service, which is $19.99 a month, all of the programming comes off the 110 satellite. And hopefully that answers that question.
That's really good, because here in the Chicago area, we do have a large Latino population, and I know from my personal experience as a installer for Dish Network, I was putting in a lot of installations for the, well, what's now Dish Mexico, I believe back then it was Dish Latino packages, and Dish has definitely done a great thing with offering more for this package, and a lot of people are going to be happy.
Well, a lot of people are going to be happy, except for the retailers, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from Dish Network retailers. I'm being told, and I don't have no facts to back this up, but I'm being told by a lot of Dish Network retailers from around the country that the Spanish-speaking populations is currently the highest segment of people to churn, not fulfill their entire Dish Network contract. And for retailers, that's a bad thing, because the retailers are basically, they're stuck for a year. So if the customer doesn't go for a certain length of time, they're liable to be charged back for all of the work they did in the person's house by putting the equipment in, the installations, and the monies they got paid for installing that customer. So a lot of installers are kind of upset about this new package geared towards a group of people that has not been known to pay their bills and keep the service throughout the entire contract. So a lot of retailers are questioning me this week, asking why is Dish Network doing this when, you know, it's going to cost them money ultimately. Not Dish Network, but cost the retailers. And I really didn't have an answer for them on that, but it's kind of interesting if you look at it from that way.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Scott. And, you know, maybe that's something that the retailers can start pushing a Dish prepaid service or something like that. But in the meantime, you know, it's really good news that they are adding programming, but we got to make sure that all parties are happy and involved in the whole process.
Right, right. By the way, I just want to mention that the card swap is in full swing. By the way, if you're a Satellite Guys Pub member, go in there and check out a posting by Claude from Dish Store, who posted tonight, showing that the card swap is in full swing. I don't think you've ever seen this many smart cards in your life. All sprawled across Claude's desk there. It's a really, really interesting picture. And speaking of Pub members, I got something to talk about at the end of the broadcast as we're gearing up for our holiday party, but we'll get to that in a couple minutes. Right now I want to switch gears to DirecTV, and I don't think we switched gears in a while, Bob.
Oh, wow.
When's the last time we switched gears? It's been a couple weeks.
Well, I think it's been more like months.
Wow. Anyways, let's switch gears to DirecTV. Now, I know a lot of people keep saying to us, why don't you talk more about DirecTV? The honest answer to that is there's nothing to talk about DirecTV about. Anytime they do something newsworthy and they have a, you know, press release or they add something, we report it. But some weeks, you know, DirecTV is such a well-oiled ship that there's nothing really to report. It's status quo. And this week they do have something to report, and it's more HD locals for DirecTV, which launched last Wednesday. And I can give you the city rundown real quick. It's El Paso, Texas, Rockford, Illinois, Fort Wayne, Indiana, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Peoria, Illinois, and Des Moines, Iowa, which were the new markets launched by DirecTV last Wednesday. I'm being told that more markets are coming, and they're going to have a lot more markets before the end of the year. And with less than, a little bit over a month until the end of the year, I think you're going to see a couple surprises out of DirecTV.
Yeah, I know. This month is going to be really exciting coming here in December because there's going to be a lot of channel launches, hopefully, knock on wood. And then ongoing into 2009, we're going to have a few satellite launches from both satellite companies, which should gear up the HD run again, and hopefully it'll get exciting again.
Yeah, I haven't looked at Spaceflight, but I understand that Dish Network's new satellite, which is going to 129, is launching towards the end of the year or just right after the new year, so it's going to be exciting to see that go. And hopefully Dish Network's new satellite launch does not go like it started last year for them with the AMC 14 failure.
Yeah, I know, Scott, and that was really bad news, and that was kind of the thing that started the whole bad news for Dish Network. And, you know, I'm going to give Charlie a good Christmas present this year. I'm going to give him my lucky leprechaun.
Okay.
Hopefully he can use that for 2009. He can become the number one satellite provider with this lucky leprechaun, so that way we ain't got to worry about Charlie anymore.
Charlie doesn't need luck. He's a good card counter.
Speaking of 2009, you know, we're gearing up for CES, and I hear there's some exciting news about Extreme HD for CES.
I don't know if it's exciting or not, but they're still alive and kicking, and they're going to have a booth and it looks like a press conference at CES. And of course, if they do, we will definitely be there. Extreme HD is, if you don't remember, is a company that was announced at last year's CES, saying that they were going to launch a 1080p satellite service that just showed movies. And it was kind of like a video on demand type service where you would select the movie you wanted to watch and it would download it to your box via satellite in full 1080p. It featured DTS Master Surround sound. And it was really interesting sounding. Now, over the year, the landscape has changed in the satellite industry, which was really a good idea from Extreme HD, is now being done by both satellite providers. Dish Network's offering 1080p movies. DirecTV's offering 1080p movies, although theirs are coming off the internet instead of over satellite. But both companies have made tremendous progress of bringing their customers 1080p service. In addition, you have a bunch of new HD providers to the home. You have Apple TV. You've got Netflix, which is now delivering movies to the Xbox 360. And you got a bunch more things going on there, like those services, that are bringing high definition into people's homes without having to bring them any physical media. It's all downloadable, watch as you will, watch anytime type services. So while Extreme HD may sound good to the ultimate person who needs the 100% purity, I don't know how big of an audience there is out there and whether Extreme HD can survive just trying to fill that little niche there.
Yeah, Scott, you took the words right out of my mouth, and especially with the fact that Netflix is now streaming high-definition content to the 360, that's really a huge market there that a lot of people already have that gaming console for their normal everyday gaming purposes, and now they just got to go put a movie in their queue online at Netflix.com, and now they can watch that movie over the internet and not have any issues with the quality of it.
Right. I last week did it, set mine up because the new Xbox, the media thing launched, and the Netflix was easy to set up. It gave you a couple numbers that you had to type in at Netflix.com. It didn't ask you for your username or password or anything like that. It automatically knew who your box was. And I ordered NBC's 30 Rock, the first season, because I didn't watch the first season. And I sat in bed for a couple hours watching 30 Rock in full high definition without a single breakup, and it looked fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I cannot see, as much as I love Extreme HD, I don't think that it's going to... I think it's going to be changing constantly, and I don't think it's going to be the same Extreme HD that we saw at last year's CES.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they have, and again, we're not trying to put Extreme HD down. We're just going off the information we have from last year and trying to compare apples to apples, and hopefully, you know, the folks at Extreme HD, and I know the CEO, George, there, he's a really smart guy, and you know, he could really surprise us with what he has to announce at CES.
Well, Scott, you have an announcement for us.
Yeah, we do have an announcement. Every year, my wife and I enjoy giving back to all the Satellite Guys members for our success over the year, and we've had a great 2008. And we want to say thank you to everybody, and we're going to have another holiday party at Satellite Guys. This year we're going to change it up a bit. We're going to, instead of giving away big, big prizes, because there's, number one, there's really not any big prize that's really hot this year. You can find Nintendo Wiis everywhere. You can find 360s. You can find PS3s. So we're not giving away things like that this year. Instead, this year we're giving away gift cards. Gift cards are going to be a lot easier for us to ship, number one. Last year I had to take an entire day off from work just to ship everything out, and it took, at UPS, it took over 4 hours for them to process all our packages. That's how much we shipped out last year. But this year we're going to have a holiday party, and we're going to give out gift cards and gift certificates to our members. This year we're also changing it up to say thank you to our supporters. So for this year's holiday party, if you're not a Satellite Guys Pub member supporter, there's only going to be two prizes. The rest of the prizes are going to the people who keep the lights on at Satellite Guys. We really want to thank them for their support over the past year. As you know, the economy's been tough. The ad market has been down as far as, you know, ad revenue and things like that. So we really, really, really want to thank the people who make it all possible for us to keep the lights on. And that's actually the regular members who believe in Satellite Guys and give their $20 a year to us so we can make it happen. So we're going to be giving the majority of the prizes to them and just two prizes for the general membership this year, because we really want to focus and say thank you to those people who help us keep the lights on at Satellite Guys.
Right, Scott, and being that it is Christmas, do they have to be a supporter by a certain date, like today, or can they join up?
They can be a supporter all the way up to the Christmas party, which is going to be on Monday night, December 8th, which is also the same night as the Charlie Chat. Hopefully, you know, people don't become pub members because they want to try winning a prize, because that's not the reason why I'm doing that. Only donate the $20 and become a pub member because you want to support the site. I want to make that clear, because, you know, we're not looking to raise money by doing this. We're just looking to say thank you to those folks who have already helped us out because they believe in what we're doing.
And for those who are thinking about joining the pub, you get access to quite a few more things besides the pub area. You also get the ability to post in the want ads area, and there's a bunch of other stuff that you get.
Oh, yeah, you get expanded PM box. You get to post in the classified area. You get access to the pub member forum, which also contains some other forums, and including some Usenet news groups. There's a lot of bells and whistles and features that you get for becoming a pub member. And normally, if we have any good juicy news, we post it in the pub member area if we have lead time before we make it available to the general public. Once again, to say thanks to those people for supporting us.
Yeah, and speaking of being in the Christmas gift, while you're out and about and doing your holiday shopping, why don't you go ahead and stop by dishstore.net and make sure that you go ahead and get your loved one that 722 that they want.
Yeah, or you may want to hold off for a couple weeks, because I hear that 722K is coming out probably around the second week of December, and that's going to be a hot box there. That's the one with the over-the-air tuner cartridge, which lets you tune into two over-the-air signals at the same time, which means your 722K can literally record up to four shows at one time. It's a really fabulous product, and it's supposed to be shipping probably around the second week of December.
Right, or if you have DirecTV, you could always go to Weak Knees or any of the other satellite sponsors here on the site, and they'll hook you up.
Yeah, Weak Knees always has specials for Satellite Guys. If you don't see something, you want something, give them a call, let them know you're a Satellite Guys member. In fact, tell them you're a Satellite Guys member and ask them if they have any Satellite Guys specials, because they usually do. And it's kind of surprising. I know a couple weeks ago they had the SWM multi-switches on sale for Satellite Guys at the lowest price that's ever been offered to anybody.
Well, that's the music, Scott.
Yep, and it's Thanksgiving week, so happy Thanksgiving to you all, and we'll see you next week. Eat a lot, and drive safely.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.